ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Need Pokemon to understand the power that's inside.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
It's you and me. I know it's my destiny.
Pokemon,
oh, you're my best friend.
In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
Our hearts are true.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Boom Headshot, your weekly gaming podcast fix. As always, it's the same geek every week. I'm your host, Jordan Thompson. This is episode number 35, and I'm joined this week by Shikabane Matt from Twitter. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Sitting down here in the States.
Nice, nice. Yeah, we're quite a ways away. What state are you in?
Georgia, actually.
Okay. Quite a bit of distance between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I'm glad to have you on. You've been listening, you said, since probably about March or April when Gabe was on the show?
Yeah, pretty much since then. He came on and was talking about you for a while, and I figured I'd give you a listen since he was going to be on your show.
I appreciate that.
And, yeah, it's just been a great listen and everything like that.
Nice, I appreciate that. Yeah, having Gabe on the show was a lot of fun. It was kind of surreal because when I started doing this podcast, they were one of the first ones I started listening to. So actually being able to meet Gabe was very surreal. It's like, oh my God, it's like I'm meeting a celebrity.
That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. And it's been nervous because I didn't know if I was going to like just freeze up every second that's going by. I'm like, oh God, I'm going to forget what I'm talking about.
That's the beauty of the show is I don't really keep a lot of a script. I mean, this episode I was like, I should write some things down, but that means I would have to put down the game that I'm playing, which is the reason that we're here talking. So what are we talking about this week?
Well, I think we're talking the thing that's made most of our childhoods happy.
Mm-hmm.
And probably kept us in the corners of the classroom, away from everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But as we were sitting in the corners, we were exploring a whole world with lots of monsters, raising things that nobody else was doing. And well, I'm just going to shut up now and say it was Pokemon.
Man,
I don't think anybody from the 90s can forget Pokemon.
No, that's like a staple of your childhood. I mean, myself, it was the card game, it was the video game, it was anything Pokemon I could get my hands on. That was what I was doing.
It was definitely that game, and it was just so great. And kept our attention for so long. It's kept our attention for almost 20 years.
Yeah, off and on for some people, but for the most part, it always brings you back in some way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I completely agree because I know for a while there, I think it was, I put it down. I put everything down about it, and it just, It felt like it was for kids because of the way that things were drawn, mm-hmm, and everything. And I just felt like, well, I'm getting older. I got these nice consoles that have these blood and graphics and cussing. Why am I still playing this game? It got put to the side. And I hated that. I mean, I hate it now. But, yeah, what brought me back to it was buddy of mine never really quit, which is the ironic thing because he doesn't play anymore. I actually annoyed him to the point where he will not play the game anymore.
I've had that happen to me where friends have been playing a game and talking about it so much that I'm just like, I never even want to touch this game just because.
But I found out about the whole the underside to the game, you know, like the tournament aspect where you can train beyond just doing the 8 badges and the mm-hmm. gym and the main adventure and stuff. You can actually go online and kind of compete with this. And I know a lot of people have said that this is the randomest competitive game that there is out there.
I haven't looked into it much more than the story so far, so I didn't really know. But I mean, I think I briefly saw it in one of the menus, but I didn't really pay it much mind.
Oh yeah, there's complete tournaments based around the games. It's been going for a long time, I think, because that was one of the reasons that they started adding new types and everything. Like, what was it? A steel and
fairy was the name.
Yeah, Fairy's the new one, which is the first new type that's been introduced since Gold and Silver.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember. I know Steel and another one was in Silver, but I can't think of what it was.
Someone will tell us afterwards, or we'll remember after we've done the show and be like, damn it, that was the one.
Yes. I don't know. But, yeah.
Cool. So, I think there's going to be a lot to talk about, but before we get into that, let's quickly check out the new releases for this week. There's not too much coming out, but some big titles. The big one is The Wolf Among Us by Telltale Games. Looked into this one too much?
I know it's by Telltale, and I haven't, and I know that it's based off of a comic, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah. That's what I'd heard.
Yeah, and you get to play as the big bad wolf that I think they call the character Big B or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to play it, but I don't know if I want to wait until, because they're doing it episodically like they did The Walking Dead, so I don't know if I want to wait until after they're all released or if I want to play them one at a time. I still got to decide.
All right, I've seen it on Steam, and I'm not certain if it's you pay up front for all of them at once, and you can just start downloading them, or if they went ahead and put them all out on the PC.
I'm gonna have to look into that, because yeah, I know that when The Walking Dead came out, you could purchase all 5 episodes at once, and then they would release them. I think it was like once every month or once every 2 months that you'd get the new episode.
Right. So I mean, it's definitely a game that if you were into The Walking Dead, you probably should look into.
If you enjoyed that style of game, very story immersive, definitely check it out. From the things I've heard on Twitter and read online, it looks like it's going to be a really good game. So that's coming out for PC, Mac, 360, and PS3. We've got another addition to the Skylanders lineup. Swap Force came out this week. I still don't get the Skylanders thing. it's like a Pokemon thing with the collecting, because there's just so many.
Yeah, but you gotta buy those toys.
I know.
And you gotta have that little pad.
I don't want to have to do that. I mean, I just want to have it all in the game. Make it easy.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely, and you don't want to waste all that money on those toys that when you get tired of the game, you still have that big box.
And what am I going to do with those toys? Because they're probably not going to be worth much. I'm going to say that now and then watch like 5-10 years. People are going to be like, oh my god, this Skylanders toy is worth fucking way too much money.
I don't know. It's that thing where I'm just—I personally just think that it's a piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pay that much for that.
No, I mean my other half was even considering Disney Infinity at a point, but then she realized, she's like, no, I'll play it for a little bit, but then it's just gonna kind of go to the side, and that'll be that. So.
Yeah, Infinity definitely looked interesting, but if I could, like, if they would set up a system to where I could buy stuff online, mm-hmm. like buy that character online, it would be a lot more appealing.
Yeah,
because then I wouldn't have to buy the toys.
No, absolutely.
But that's something Nintendo's always had a problem with. Like their DLC, they've never really had DLC for anything.
No, not really. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing, except when I have to buy a game 3-4 times over.
Yeah,
just because of a few little things which Pokemon has done to me. But we'll get into that in a moment. So Skylanders is coming out, or is out on the 360, PS3, Wii, Wii U, and the 3DS. And the last release is Valhalla Knights for the Vita. I think this one's a strategy game, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't really looked into it too much.
Yeah, you got me on that. I've not even heard of it.
No worries. Well, that's new releases. Let's talk Pokemon, because that's what we're here to do. What was your first experience with Pokemon? How old were you, and what was it?
Oh, God. I had a feeling you were going to ask this. and I was trying to remember, because I've been there. I've been with it since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't with the games. I believe the show actually came out first. And if I remember correctly, it came out on it started at like 6 a.m. on the Fox network down here.
Okay.
And I think I was subscribed to the Fox Box, which you had to send in mail to be subscribed to.
Oh, man.
And not email, kids. I mean paper and pen and having to write that stuff.
Get into the Postmaster General and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. And I actually got a VHS tape of the show before it aired.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't even like the full show. It was like a breakdown of the first episode with and it had like this lady that was supposed to play like Ash's aunt. Okay. And she had all the little plastic Pokemon in front of her, and she was explaining Pokemon to us.
Nice.
And yeah, and then it just showed just basically 5-minute clips from the episode and everything, and it told you when it aired. And I just happened to be up the day that it aired, and I actually had to pop the tape in and was like, it's on today, right? Let me pop this VHS in and remember the day. And I was like, oh, I gotta find this now. This looked interesting. And like that first episode at the end where Pikachu just does a giant thunder and the clouds open up and you see the connection in their eyes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I love you.
We're going to be friends forever.
I was hooked.
Yeah.
I was just straight up hooked with it. And it basically had my life until about the middle of my high school career when I put it down.
I think a lot of people did it, because I did the same thing. I mean, I started playing the games when they came out in, I think it was 98, and it was the coolest thing, playing the Pokemon games, collecting the cards, playing with the toys. That was all cool. And then you hit, like, for me it was grade 8, and it was like, time to put Pokemon away, because it's really not that cool anymore. And you go through this phase where it's like, okay, let's ignore Pokemon. But closer to the end of high school and beginning of my first year out of high school, it was like, I kind of miss playing Pokemon. That game was a lot of fun. And it became, quote unquote, cool again for some reason.
Retro.
Yeah. It was like, it's the hipster thing.
Oh, God.
Before hipsters were a thing.
we being a hipster before hipsters were hipsters. Oh, dear Lord.
But yeah, it was I think everyone went through a bit of that cycle where they had it down because it wasn't cool, and then it became really popular again.
I don't want to say that I put it down because it wasn't cool, because I mean I wasn't a cool kid.
Yeah, and I say quote unquote cool. I don't mean as cool as all.
I think relative. It was more that, I mean, it's when you look at it, it is the same game over and over, and you're doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And you all, it's one of the things that still drives the Nintendo handheld, is everyone buys the handheld for Pokemon.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the reason that I think when I was on a show called Voice Chat, one of our local radio station, they put it out as a podcast. And me and the guys there were talking that we were talking about the 2DS, and they're like, oh, well, what do we think of it? And we had this nice discussion about it. And then I pointed out to them, like, guys, when does the 2DS come out? And they're like, oh, well, it comes out on the 12th. What also comes out on the 12th? Pokemon. Marketing-wise, it was perfect idea for Nintendo, because you're giving a console that's a great price point, $129. I think it's probably the same down there as well.
Yeah, I believe it was. I have not actually seen one yet. So
I mean, $129 plus the game. I mean, you're spending about $200. You're buying just one copy of the game.
Yeah.
And you don't have the 3D, so that if parents are buying it for their young kids, then they're not going to hurt their eyes. Marketing-wise, which, I think that's smart.
Which I think so weird. I mean, I know you said you've not gotten like far into the game, but really, the game's not even really all in 3D.
No, and that was what I noticed. I didn't realize till playing around. I'm like, oh, it's only 3D in battles.
Yeah, it's only the battles, the cutscenes, and certain trainers.
Yeah.
And all beyond that, it does this weird shift all the time between like a 3D environment and then it goes 2D, then top down.
Yeah.
And
that kind of messed me up with the controls. Like the first bridge that you cross and it starts going to this like off angle, and I start moving the joystick to compensate, and then it's like, oh, no, I'm running. No, I need to just keep the joystick where it is.
And yeah, that was really probably my biggest complaint with the game was the control scheme, because you don't have that second joystick to compensate for the camera
mm-hmm.
angle. That it really just it messes up. It like takes me back to those first days of a PlayStation when they didn't really use the left or the right joystick for anything. You just use the left for movement.
And that controlled your camera at the same time, which is painful.
Yeah, and it was really weird. I mean, you definitely later on, because if you play it a lot, you start to compensate yourself.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, the only areas that I still found that I'm having problems with movement is in the main big city that's an alt Paris or something like that.
Yeah, that Eiffel Tower in the middle and everything.
Yeah, because you're just like basically over the shoulder camera view, and it's just it's odd to move.
Now, my girlfriend had complaints with the roller skates. She drew over nuts because she's like, I can't use the stick and move around without the stupid roller skates being on. What'd you think about them?
Yeah, those were definitely a complaint at first, but about 10 hours in, I stopped noticing.
Yeah, you just get used to it. I mean, I've got about 20 hours into it right now.
I mean, you gotta learn to bump the stick, and the stick on the 3DS is just great in my opinion.
It's very comfortable. That
was the only complaint I had on the Vita, was the sticks. Those sticks felt so loose and
yeah, skinny. They are definitely going between the two systems, an adjustment, no doubt.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I wish they wouldn't have put the 3D in the 3DS. Though it wasn't really that necessary, especially since you can turn it off.
Yeah, I haven't found a whole lot of titles where I end up keeping it on, and I'm finding I'm putting it on less and with Pokemon, only because during battles, if you have the animations on, you get some severe slowdown in your frame rate. Like, I've had it chug to probably about 20 FPS.
Oh, yeah. I know I was sitting there. It's probably the game that I've most been going between the 2D and the 3D.
Yeah.
Because I did notice that the 3D animations actually made the animation look better in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to the 2D, it kind of made it look kind of bulgy and fuzzy, but when I went to the 3D, it made it much sharper.
Yeah, no, I noticed the same thing. Yeah. But, I mean, overall, so far, from what I've played, I don't have a lot of complaints with it.
No, I mean, it's Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, you go in, you know what to expect. If you've ever had anyone tell you about a Pokemon game before, I mean, it's a pretty basic RPG.
Oh yeah, and it's almost a it almost seemed to me like it was almost like a throwback to Red and Blue, because there was just so much that I was looking at it, and you catch so many of the original 151 throughout the game.
I didn't realize that. That was the thing. It's like I'm going through the first area. I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be like black, where you don't really black or white, where you don't have a lot of, if any, of the originals. And it's like, oh, look, first thing I run into a week. God damn it, really? Haven't I dealt with this bastard enough?
I caught the first two that I caught were the original two that I caught in Red and Blue, and that was a Pidgey and a Caterpie.
Nice.
Oh yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong. Did Caterpie evolve to Nettapod and then Butterfree at level 10?
I thought it evolved to Metapod at like 9, and then it was Butterfree like right after, because that happened really quick for me. I had it sitting in my box at like level 4, and I brought it out and did some battles and just used the experience share, and it was Butterfree in like 3 battles.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing, was that they made the experience share a key item now that goes to everybody.
I love that. I mean, it's just, it's so much easier to level Pokemon up.
Yeah. I finished the game with pretty much almost everyone above 60 in my team.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
How many hours have you put into, you're playing Y?
Y, yes. Yeah. Y. And ain't no X in here.
Yeah, I bought both twice over.
Oh yeah, it's so much so, because I also do some YouTube stuff, or I was. It's been a while because my computer crashed my recording stuff.
Ooh, not cool.
Well, let's just say it was not purchased.
I see, these things so happen.
I can't complain too much. Yeah. It's been me just being lazy and not trying to fix everything. But anyways, so I was actually thinking of buying X, so that way I can play X on there, or play X on there, and then play Y in my free time.
Okay.
Because I tried to do that before with something. I think it actually was Pokemon, and I was like, I can't do this. I want to play all the time, and I don't always want to record.
Yeah, you want to, and that's the thing, is you want to have those separate games. I mean, for me, I bought X going, yeah, I'm probably not going to play it that long. It'll be a fun thing for a little while, and that'll be that. And we were supposed to record earlier this week, but I realized that, okay, Saturday I couldn't buy Pokemon because I had to work all day. Sunday, I ended up buying it and going, okay, well, I can play a little bit, but I'm going to have to restart my game like 3 times over because she wants all the starter Pokemon. So, and I was standing in my EV games and I was just like, all right, should I buy another one? Yeah, okay, screw it. Put it on my credit card. Let's do this. She can have 2 copies. She can have X and Y, and I'll have X, and that'll be that. And I was like, oh shit, I've also got Thanksgiving dinner. I'm really not going to be able to play much. And I wanted to have a good amount of time to sink my teeth into this before we recorded. And yeah, I've spent a lot of time. Like last night, I think I spent a good 6 hours straight just sitting there, just constantly playing. And within a few day period, I've already put 21 hours in.
Yeah, and that was actually something I was going to ask, because you had said that you were going to get both X and Y. I was going to ask, at this point in, you know, the life cycle of Pokemon, like, it's a 20-year-old game. We have Wi-Fi battles now. We have Wi-Fi trading.
Yep.
What's that appeal to buy 2 cartridges that are slightly different from each other?
You know, honestly, I didn't do a lot of research into X and Y, so I didn't realize the world trade, I think, Wonder Trade. I didn't realize about that or the online trading at all. I kept fairly ignorant to the game, so I didn't realize, well, if I want both of the legendaries, I'm just gonna have to buy both. Now, realistically, I don't regret buying both, because everyone on the trade system just wants the legendaries, which is really annoying. It's pissing me off.
Yeah, that It's more you got to find friends that are like, well, I don't really want this.
And that's the thing is, between myself and Steph, we each have X and Y, but I don't think either of us really wants to give up the legendaries. So I was like, you know what? I bought her copies and I was like, that'll be that. I'll be fine with X. And then I saw that my EB Games had one game worth $15 or more and get X or Y for free. And I'm just like, well, I looked through my collection. There's probably one game in here that's going to be worth that I don't think I'll play, and I ended up trading in Injustice and got Y for free. So I don't have too many regrets about it. It's easier to get our Pokemon that way. We're still going to trade.
Right.
And, yeah.
And that was really something interesting, too, about them giving the original starters.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that until a few days before I bought it, and I was like, oh, no. Because now it's just, that was even more the reason why I bought a second copy for her, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to get the first Pokemon, get to the first gym, trade it, and then get each of the starter Pokemon, do that three times over. It wasn't appealing to me, but I like that they threw that in there.
Yeah, it definitely seems like this is a lot more work to get all those starters.
It does.
Than what it used to be. I remember pretty much from Red and Blue just going and starting, you get your Pokeballs, you can trade now. And that took maybe about 15, 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Oh.
The more the series goes on, though, it's like, oh, I got to put in an hour and a half at least till I can actually trade, because they want me to trade after the first gym.
It was either do that or Game Genie it.
Yep, that is true.
I'm definitely interested to see how they go about it this time, because I don't think I've seen a Game Genie for a 3DS game yet.
I can't say I have, but I haven't looked into it too much, so.
Yeah, I'm not 100% worried about that. It's just always interesting to see how people try to cheat the system.
Oh, absolutely. And especially with all the online components, Nintendo's got to be making it more difficult to actually cheat in these games now. Because, I mean, you go back to, like, Red and Blue, it wasn't really a big deal. You're just doing it locally.
Oh, I tell you the hack that I missed from Red and Blue, and that was a missing number.
Ah, yes, Mr. Missing No. How familiar, like, how many times did you go through and do the missing no hack?
Pretty much up to the point to where it crashed the game completely.
So do you remember the process of it?
Let me see. If I'm not mistaken, it was you had to talk to the guy in the first town from Red and Blue. You had to talk to the guy that taught you how to catch Pokemon, I think, either once or twice, maybe five times. I don't remember. You had to talk to him a certain number of times. Then you had to fly to Cinnabar Island.
Yeah.
And surf up and down the coast till you hit missing number. And then the item that was in your seventh slot, I think, was the item that got multiplied to 99.
That's right, because, yeah, people would put, like, rare candies or other things in there and multiply it.
I had all 150.
Nice.
200. Yeah, I had no life at all.
Yeah, you know what? It was fun to play. I mean, I spent so many hours playing that, and I've tried to play Pokemon since, like, before X and Y came out, and I'd lose track every once in a while. I'd be like, well, that was fun. Now I don't want to play anymore. And I think it's because I was emulating it, so it didn't feel the game. That was one thing that Steph did. She was playing Fire Red on the computer, but it was fun, but she wanted to actually have it in her hand.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
Now, we talk about the hours of how many times you've played it. I gotta ask.
Yep.
How many of those are toilet hours?
Ooh. I think I'm starting to rack up the toilet hours with X and Y. God. I don't know. I mean, I've spent as a kid, thinking back, I don't remember a lot of times where I'd actually sit on the can and play my Game Boy too much.
That's all I remember from a kid.
It's like, you done in there? Yeah,
no!
Just a minute.
1 hour later.
Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, I swear.
See, I didn't have that problem. I was at the other end of the house where basically only I stayed. And I would either play my N64 or my SNES. Mm-hmm. And when I would have to go, I'd pick up the Game Boy and go.
Off you go, yeah.
that was my light reading.
Hey, it's better than reading a book. I mean, come on. Catching monsters in a foreign world sounds way more exciting than reading a book.
I have to agree. I am all about the fantasy worlds.
So, what was your original starter? Who's your favorite?
Charizard all the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's not even hesitation. I mean, it was disappointing not to find out that he was a dragon, but... You know, that was what drew me to him, was that he was this nice dragon with fire on his tail, and it was interesting.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I think I always went for Charmander, too. Steph wanted me to say, she's like, you left me out of this episode. This is like the one that I could talk about. And she's like, but you have to mention Bulbasaur, because he's number one, because that's why he is number one. I'm just like, okay.
Yes, Bulbasaur is, Ivysaur and Venusaur, not so much.
Yeah, I'm not huge on Venusaur.
I don't like the artwork from the way they designed him.
No, she's gonna kill you if she actually listens to this. Like, why are you making me? why are you making fun of me? I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it's not my favorite.
It's not. But now I have to say the Venusaur TCG card, badass.
Yeah, that was definitely.
It had Solar Beam did 100 damage, and it was easy to use.
OP.
Yeah.
But his Mega Evolution, have you seen it?
Yeah, it's like got a vine and an something stuck to his head.
I think.
Yeah, there's not that. I mean, I can say almost the same thing for Charizard, but his wings look different.
Yeah, he's got,
and
like
he's got
the
wings on his arm.
Yeah, the wings on the arm is kind of cool. I guess, yeah.
Oh, Blastoise, though. Three cannons.
Whoop-de-doo. Sorry, I mean, it's just it looks kind of cool. They made Charizard X, probably they put the most time into him, I think.
Definitely him, and definitely the two Mewtwo evolutions.
Yeah. Mewtwo evolutions are really cool.
Oh yeah, I when I first seen them, the first things that popped in my head was, oh, that's Kid Boo from DBZ,
yeah.
Or that's second form Frieza from DBZ.
Yes, exactly. Frieza was like the first thing I saw. I was just like, yep, that's actually happening.
And I've always seen that in Mewtwo. I've always been like, oh, that's Frieza, easily.
Mm-hmm. If Frieza was in Pokemon, that's who he would be.
Which I just caught Mewtwo.
Oh, yeah?
Last night, yeah.
Nice. Have to use, can you only catch him with a Master Ball, or...
Well, it depends on if you're going to catch your legendary from the main game with a Master Ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's other...
Only one Master Ball, right?
Yeah, I was thinking there was going to be more, because I don't know if you've scrolled around the map, but there's actually a Pokeball factory in the game.
That's what I heard. I haven't looked at it yet, though.
I don't know if it's going to be later game, because I've actually been... seeing some stuff pop up that people have been saying that we're getting these extra missions afterwards from the Holocaster.
Oh.
And people are just, it's like just kind of almost like GTA random missions.
Really?
Yeah, popping up on there, and they're sending you on a thing. I haven't had any of it happen yet, but I haven't played much post-game stuff either.
Yeah. Did you just beat it a few days ago, or?
What was it, on Tuesday? I beat it on Tuesday.
Nice.
And then I put it down yesterday. I was like, I don't need to play anymore right now. I need the Pokemon detox.
Got to take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, because my hands were cramped. They were in the DS position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, it hurts.
Shaking people's
so
hand.
Much.
You've got your pointer fingers are just in L and R position. You're like, hey, how's it going? My pointer finger.
Yeah, definitely. But I actually caught Mewtwo with a timer ball.
I'm not familiar with that one.
That is the Pokeball that the longer the battle goes on, the more powerful the ball becomes.
Oh. That's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, and I actually did it in a really just random-ass way because, well, Mewtwo only has two attacks. He only has Aura Sphere, which is a fighting move, and Psychic, which is a psychic move.
Yeah.
And I used Sableye, which is a Dark and Ghost type. Mm-hmm. And both Dark and Ghost are resistant to fighting and psychic. So nice. He couldn't touch me, and the only two other attacks that he had was Recover and Barrier.
Oh, well, shit. That works and out.
So I just sat there letting time build up. And nice. Then I think it was probably about around turn... I want to say it was around turn 30, 35. I threw out the timer ball, and it clicked.
That's sweet. Okay, this is one thing I was having last night, because for the most part, I've had success when it came to catching Pokemon, but I've started to see more that are popping out of the Pokeballs. Do you ever have that one click, two click, and then it's like, come on! Is that like, that quick breath, like, come on, yes! Yeah.
Hey, it's even worse when you get three click, one, two, boom.
I hate that.
And it pops out.
Yeah, and you're just like, but I was so close. I don't want to attack because I'm going to kill it if I do.
Yeah. And it's taken so much to learn. It's weird. It's like you got to have skill to catch Pokemon.
You totally do. You can play this game simplistically if you want, but there's a lot of depth to it if you really want to get involved, especially with the different types.
Oh yeah, and that's especially what I was talking about the tournament stuff earlier. Is it's all about that complete depth.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a few websites to go to check this stuff out. Serebii is probably the biggest one. Smogon is definitely the biggest one for that is actually what most of the tournaments base their rules off of. And it was just something kind of started by people. Hmm. And it gives you breakdowns of, because they have these things called IVs and EVs.
Yeah.
And that's what you use to train past the level 100. They're hidden numbers that will make your Pokemon more powerful.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's actually what the little gem that they have in the bottom touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they added that in there for, because they realized that it was way too hard for people to be training, and people were just hacking the game to get their guys trained up. Like, when I started with, Black and White, I tried doing it legitly. It took me about 2-3 weeks to train stuff.
Yeah, that's what I heard, one of the guys on voice chat was saying that he spent, I think, upwards of 200 hours on Red or Blue, and he only had like a handful of Pokemon trained to level 100. It takes a long time and a lot of effort to do.
Oh yeah, and I mean, if he was doing it on the original Red and Blue, I mean, I'm sure you can remember that the XP from that game did not actually work well.
No, it was far under what it is now.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, I think the highest level thing in there you had to do on Victory Road, and I think that was only, like, maybe around level 50, 55.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And once your Pokemon hits, like, 80, you're getting only a sliver of XP every time you attack somebody. Yeah. It's almost like trying to level up in WoW.
Oh, dear Lord. It just becomes painful after a while.
Yeah, and that was one. That was when I was happy that, oh yay, they're making new ones. It's called Gold and Silver. I can put this away.
Yeah.
So,
have you played every game in the series, or which ones have you played and not played?
I have. I probably couldn't tell you the stories behind them, but no. I know I had skipped. What were the ones before Black and White? I think it was wasn't Ruby and Sapphire.
There was Crystal, and I think it was Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I can't quite remember what it was. Wait a second. I've got a poster here that shows me. Let's see here. So Black and White, there was, yeah, Diamond Pearl in 2007, then Platinum in 2009.
Yeah, and I had a friend that actually bought me the Diamond, and because he wanted me to play with him, that actually the same friend that I was telling you I ran away from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't shut up about it. And all I wanted to do was battle all the time. It's like, battle me now.
Like, no, I want to put the game down. No, you must play now.
No, I have a girlfriend. I don't want to play right now.
but Pokemon, like, man, come on.
You got to. Listen, you blew me off last week for her. It's time to play.
Oh, and
next day, time to play. It's time to play. But I actually went, he bought me that, and that was at a time where I didn't really care to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually traded it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he bought it for me and I got rid of it. I don't think I even made it to the second gym.
Yeah, I don't know. I found personally with like Black and White that it didn't really sell out. I mean, maybe it was just because it felt the same as playing like Red, Blue, or all the other games in the series. There wasn't a lot of what felt like innovation. There may have been more that I just didn't give the time to, but
not really.
X and Y, just they've really pulled me in, and I've never been so excited for a Pokemon game before.
I'll tell you, it definitely was that innovation that I was looking for in it.
Yeah,
I mean, I did enjoy Black and White more. Black and White 2, because that's when they really showed that kind of 3D environment going on.
So, okay, because I've never actually the big differences between Black and White and Black and White 2.
Black and White 2 is actually the first sequel to a Pokemon game, because it takes place 2 years after Black and White, and you actually have a different character. It's not a just a reboot of the first two games.
Okay, because I was almost under the impression it was just a reboot with maybe different legendaries or something.
In a sense it is and it isn't, because you get the new character, and I don't exactly know how people define a reboot from that, but it kind of had all the same things of a reboot.
Mm-hmm.
As that it just kind of gave you a new area, because that's kind of what the third game does, is that it gives you one or two new areas and just kind of ups the graphics a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what 2 did, but it gave you a new character as well, and a new story.
Which is
cool. The reboots normally just follow the same story, but give you new areas to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Platinum was introduced a couple new Pokemon.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I can't remember which ones, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. And then obviously the new Legendary for that one.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, X and Y, though, I was feeling a little off about it, because it actually kind of paced the game out.
Mm-hmm.
kind of right, to where you had these slow parts and you had this kind of just go parts. Like, I felt that pretty much up until the first gym, that it was just, the game was just moving along.
Yeah.
Like, it was nobody's business.
Yeah, it almost had me kind of concerned, because I was like, oh, man, if I get through it this quickly, like, how quickly am I going to beat this game? But then I'd also heard that it takes a bit of time between the first and second gyms. Like, you'd spend a good, like, 3-4 hours between the two.
Yeah, that it actually kind of threw me off. The 3D, like, the environment threw me off, because you can now, it kind of has, like, these ledges now that you can actually walk along.
Mm-hmm.
That you couldn't in the other games. Like, that would be just a straight up stopping point, and you would need to either find your way around, or you would have to find where you need to go. I actually probably spent about an hour or 2 hours trying to get from this one town to another town, and all I had to do was walk along this little sandy side of the beach.
Really?
Yeah, and I was very confused. I was like, oh, this is annoying. I want to throw this out the door now.
Yeah.
That it took me that long just to figure that out.
Definitely.
And I've asked a few of, like, I've asked my cousin and another friend that has them. The does it seem like the game seems smaller to you?
In like, terms of, you know, like, the world?
Not really the world, but, like, you know, when you had the top down, you could see, like, this big area and where to go. But now that you have this kind of over-the-shoulder view, it kind of, to me, it kind of seems a little constrained, and you can't see the area that you're kind of moving towards because you also don't have that camera.
Yeah.
You can't move your camera, and so it's kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah, no, I could definitely see that. I haven't really paid too much attention to it. I've been more interested in the fact that giving you now diagonal walkways and the camera change is kind of, it is pretty cool, I find, but like we said, it can be a bit annoying. But yeah, no, I can definitely see where you're coming from when you're talking about how the world can seem constricted in terms of what you can see.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember I could, like, kind of walk up and I could see kind of like this overhead view of a, well, a map.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that this time, so it's kind of hard to, for me, it's kind of hard to more to maneuver the world a little bit easier and figure out where I need to be going.
Especially with those skates.
God, the skates.
They can be a blessing and a curse at times because getting to another really quickly, great for it. But maneuvering the mansion that you go to first, or not the mansion, before that, when you're walking through from the first city and you're walking up that path and it's got all the little garden areas on the left and right hand side, the little mazes.
Right.
Yeah, using the skates through those. Yes, that was hell for me. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna have to walk because it's way too touchy.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, I do really actually like the skates because I actually when I got my bicycle,
mm-hmm.
I never actually felt the need to use it.
How far into the game is the bicycle?
Let's see. I want to say it's somewhere between the third and the fourth gym.
Okay. That's not too bad.
And, I was reading something, and their whole idea was to kind of streamline the process of Pokemon and just get you through it, because they were like, why make you wait for stuff that you're going to get anyways? Let's just go ahead and give it to them, and that way they can kind of just do what they want.
They can have a bit more fun with it.
Yeah. I do have to say, I don't want to spoil too much.
But no, of course.
The team in this one, definitely a lot darker than any of the ones that I can remember right now. Yeah, like, they don't seem it at first, but when you figure out what they're wanting to do and everything, it makes you think, oh my god, that's in a kid's game.
It's probably something that kids won't realize, but for more mature players, they're going, holy shit.
Yeah, because I definitely know when I was young, I never thought about that stuff. That was the furthest thing from my mind. I was like, pretty monsters.
Look at him. He's yellow. Look, this one, it looks like this.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they added color.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was
yellow.
That was so much fun. I remember getting the special edition Pikachu Game Boy Color.
Oh, don't talk to me about special edition Game Boys.
Have you bought a few in your time?
Let's see. The original Game Boy Color I probably had when they started adding colors was my downfall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it took me a while to get a... 64 came after Color, right?
Yes,
I don't know.
I think.
I can't remember. I almost want to say because I think I actually convinced my parents to buy me about 6 Game Boy Colors.
Wow.
Well, that's... not just my parents, but my grandparents. And I was spoiled. My grandparents liked to spoil me.
That's what grandparents like to do.
Oh, yeah. And I could always seem to make a good reason. It's like, I'll mow the lawn for a $80 handheld system.
I swear it'll be worth it. It'll be the best mowed lawn you've ever seen.
No. It's like that person learning how to cut hair for the... It was like that person trying to cut hair for the first time. There was gaps and high places everywhere.
you got to leave some high grass so that maybe you run into a Pokemon.
Yes. Yes. Oh.
How many other special edition Game Boys have you bought?
Let's see. I believe I had a special edition Game Boy Advance. And I think that's where it ended, because then I had to start. Then I got a job and I had to start buying stuff for myself because I couldn't convince anybody anymore.
Like, you're old enough, get a job.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I never could wait for the special edition of anything. And I was like, well, I already have it. I don't want to waste my money again. There's other things.
Because you want to have it first, but you also, when the new cool stuff comes out, you want that too, right?
Oh, yeah. I was, when I, because we got the special edition of the XL for X and Y, mm-hmm. actually a couple days before the games came out.
Yeah.
And so it had that allure of that, well, there's the game that I want, and it's there a couple days before anybody else has it.
Yeah.
Except for Italy.
They got it early?
Yeah. What was it? I think it was Italy, Spain, and maybe another country or two in Europe around there. They actually ended up, the retailers released it early.
Oh, by accident. I remember hearing about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo flipped railed them. Nintendo and Game Freak railed them so bad.
I don't doubt it, because they're very particular about it.
And they had the power to do it, because what other handheld is, what else is Pokemon on?
It's nothing. Nothing, yeah. I mean, some of the console games for Nintendo, but not enough to really make it a dent. It's all handheld.
Yeah. But yeah, so I wanted to get that, and I was looking at my wife. I was taking her over there every day saying, please, please just let me get it.
Yeah.
What do I have to do? I'll mow the lawn. I was begging, you know, and she was like, you already have a 3DS. You're not buying that.
In the same predicament, because I just went and bought Steph one of the what did we get her? The blue 3DS XL, the special edition one.
Right.
And I've just got a regular 3DS, so I'm looking at hers going, oh, I want an XL. Oh, it's so pretty.
Not just that it has Pokemon on it, the screen is so big.
I know. I don't even care if it was one of the special edition ones. She's like, no. The only way you're getting one is if you can manage to come up with $150 that's not from either my job or your job.
Oh, wow. So she's basically saying, you have to go trade in your stuff.
Pretty much. Or start turning tricks on the corner, you know.
I would do tricks.
You know, it'll get the money, and then I can trade it. I mean,
y'all got free healthcare up there, so it works out great.
Exactly. I mean, I'll be good, I swear. It'll be fine. But I was like, today, I was like, yeah, don't be surprised if I play a bit of Pokemon and you're like, but she's like, don't do it. You're going to torture yourself, because then you're going to want one even more and you can't have it. Fine.
I tell you what's torturing me more than those, though, was the special edition Pikachu XL.
Yes, that thing is awesome.
I went to an anime convention last month, and I was talking to a guy that had one, and I was begging him to trade my 3DS for that. He's like, well, it's got this cracked screen that makes it look weird. I don't care. Just, give it to me.
Please, just, can I have it? I want it.
Oh, you get my 3DS, I will give you money as well.
This is a win-win for you.
Yeah. But it was Pikachu. And he had the nipples. Pikachu nipples.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I still, it's weird that this game has kept our attention for all these years, and I'm sure will keep our attention for many more years, especially if they continue to do these innovations that they have.
Yeah, if they can, the next game that they put out that's not Z, pass that, because we know there's going to be a Z that.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring that up, because that's just way too obvious.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the box going, okay, well, we've got a blue one and we've got a red one, so next we're going to have a green one. And the legendary, I can't remember what his name is, but it is green, is it not?
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name, but I do remember it was. I've already seen somebody on YouTube capture it and stuff, and it's a green dragon type thing. It almost looks like the thing Alien shoots out of its mouth.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a ground dragon, so I mean it should work. It's not like none of the designs for a lot of them in this and XRY were really that stunning to me. Personally, there's probably only probably beyond the starters, there's probably only about five that look good and didn't look like they just kind of etched over something with them.
Yeah, I was very hesitant on getting X Legendary. It looks... I don't want a reindeer. The sparkly reindeer. I want this cool, badass-looking dragon thing.
That was my point of getting Y.
Yeah. But then I also had to go, well, Charizard X... okay.
Looks freaking awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of Charizard X, right?
I'm sorry you cut out there.
Have you watched Origins?
Yes.
I think we definitely need to talk about this, because holy shit.
I watched the whole thing. Like, it hooked me in the first 5 seconds when they showed the start screen from Red and Blue.
Yeah.
I was like...
They made it look like a Game Boy. I'm like, okay, done. I'm in.
Yeah. I was needing to go to bed... And I started it, which was the bad idea. I was like, I'll watch the first one, and I'll be good. No.
Hour and a half later, well, that's
I watched all of it, and I loved how they brought that something from back then into that, or from now into that game that happened back then.
Yeah. So for anyone who's not familiar, Pokemon Origins is a 4-episode series basically retelling the story of Red and Blue. So it goes through Red's journey to an end, his rival Green, not Gary. No Gary Oak in this. But it was done so well. And to me, I feel like this is what a Pokemon anime should be.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I was watching that and I was like, if they were to serialize this like they did the one that's been running for almost 20 years, I'd be completely back into the anime.
Absolutely. The thing that I appreciated about the anime is that it, like the Origins anime, is that it felt more adult. The language was there was more adult language in there. I mean, like Bastard or things like that, but. To me, that added a new sense of maturity, and I think it was episode 2 or 3 that he goes to Lavender Town?
I believe it was 2. I think when they were talking about the dead Pokemon.
I don't want to spoil anything, but feels. There is feels in that episode.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, but no, it's...
And it's kind of like that maturity that I was talking about that they kind of also have in X and Y as well, mm-hmm. with the team, and they kind of brought the maturity of the info for the Pokemon back to where they didn't really pull a punch, but like only if you were of a certain mindset would you actually see that. Like,
yeah,
if you're a kid playing this, you're not gonna see. Like, I know I remember because when Red and Blue came out and they talked, and I went to Lavender Town and they talked about the dead Pokemon, that never actually occurred to me.
No,
that
no,
they
no.
were talking about dead stuff.
Yeah, it's just it's for a child, it's in one ear right out the other. You don't pay as much attention to it, whereas because you just want to collect all the Pokemon. At least that was what I found when I was a kid.
The only thing about Origins though is that I wish they would have elaborated on a little bit more. Was I they only showed it once, I think, because in the manga, when a Pokemon like goes below hits 0 HP, they die.
Yeah.
And the only time I remember seeing that was they showed it I think it was in the Elite Four battle where Jolteon gets hit really freaking hard up against the wall.
Yeah.
And he goes below zero HP, and they just show him on the monitor popping.
Yeah, which, I'm sorry, Pokemon have always just fainted from any experience I've had in the past, so to actually bring up death with Pokemon, just, it was, yikes. The first battle with green, between red and green, when Bulbasaur, I think it was, Bulbasaur that he picked? Or no, it was Squirtle.
Who was that?
That was Green. Green picked Squirtle and Red had Charm. When Squirtle, cringing a bit, I was just like, it sounds painful.
Oh, yeah. When he bit him?
Yeah. I was just like, take him back. He's in pain. Stop.
Yeah, I was listening to that, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, it hurts.
Oh, yeah, it was painful to listen to at times.
Now, how weird did you feel when he chose Squirtle, and after he gave that speech how he's not going to be sentimental or a wimp and like that and choose Bulbasaur? He made that big, if I remember correctly, he made that big speech about how he's going to be the number one trainer and stuff, and so he's not going to take any shortcuts. And then he goes and chooses Squirtle, a Pokemon that has a type advantage over his rival.
Yeah, he didn't want to pick Bulbasaur because he didn't want to, oh, I'm getting it because it represents my name. But that's, yeah. I mean, really, that's why, that's his downfall in the end.
Yeah. And I like the end of the series too, when they're all sitting there having dinner and stuff. And he's like, well, I caught Mewtwo. Wait, I remember there's another one.
And you're just like, oh, shit. I want to see more, and it leaves it open. If they don't do more with it, I don't know. But they could easily make a good anime out of it.
Easily are a couple movies with it, though, at least.
Yeah.
Oh. Which, since we're talking about them, that first movie.
Oh, man.
How many times did you watch that?
You know what? I haven't watched it in a long time, but I remember going to the theaters and watching it, and I remember when we went to the theater, they actually gave, which I think it was a foil card as well. It was just, I was so excited to have that.
Yeah, they, what is it? Because I was into the TCG at the time. I remember Flying Dragonite.
Oh,
was,
nice.
One of the ones. But I definitely remember that first movie because there's not a lot of movies that do it to me anymore, but I still will cry at the end where Ash turns to stone.
Oh, and Pikachu's like, just, and he's like, nuzzling, it was just shocking, and oh, God, okay, I can't think about that. I'm going to start crying.
And they're all just crying.
Oh, it's so depressing. It's just, I don't know if I can watch that without bawling like a little baby. I would be just shedding tears immensely.
I know I couldn't. I've watched it recently, and I definitely can't.
It's too much feels, man.
Oh, yeah. It kind of hurts that they did a movie like that, and then they go to Pokemon 2000. I didn't like that at all.
No, I totally forgot about 2000. It was very forgettable.
Yeah, as was a kind of a lot of them on pass.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any of the movies since. But, well, this has been a good chat. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up?
Sure. People, follow me on Twitter if you care to like get my 1-2 comments a month.
See, there you go. You gotta have something.
Yeah, and I do have a YouTube, as I mentioned in the beginning. Oh God, I haven't uploaded in so long, I can't remember the name. I believe it was The Zomboy with Two Eyes. People go watch, tell me if the videos are any good, and if I get positive feedback, I will definitely start uploading again. So, if you like listening to me, I am trying with my friends to do a podcast, so maybe that'll happen in the future.
Nice, yeah, no, if you guys start one up, let me know. I will definitely send some people your way to start listening. What was your Twitter handle?
Twitter, oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, no, swearing's totally okay.
Let's see. It's at Shikibane underscore Matt. And I think the name on there is like PKmon Undead.
I think that's, yeah, if I remember correctly. Totally fitting for this episode.
Oh, yes.
Well, it was a blast having you on. This was a good discussion. I think split into more episodes that we go into more depth at some point. But I think this is a good starting point to talk about Pokemon. I mean, it was a big X and Y chat, but this game is so much fun that I think it really deserves it.
Well, it is the newest and the biggest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you could talk from now until the end of time about Pokemon. I don't care what anybody says.
No, it's, there's one
always
of those things.
There's always new topics to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for checking out. As always, be sure to hit me up on Twitter. It's at boom underscore headshot. HEADSH0T. Oh, I got mixed up for a second there. I was like, what's my Twitter handle? Everything boom at boomheadshotpod.com. I'm still working on updating the website, which has been really slowed to a halt since Pokemon came out. I've been so lazy about getting things done. It's awful. I gotta actually take some time and work on the website today. But it is coming slowly but surely. It will happen. Thanks again to Shikibane and Matt for joining me. Thank you.
No problem, man. Anytime.
We'll definitely have you on again. Till next week, guys. Keep those sights lined and keep making those headshots. Yeah, that's my cause. Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Pharaoh, Pidgey, Seaking, Jolteon, Dragonite, Gastly, Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree. Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon. I'll search across the land, look far and wide. Release from my hand the power that's inside. Venomoth, Poliwag, Nidorino, Golduck, Ivysaur, Blimer, Victory Bell, Boltres, Nidoking, Farfetch'd, Abra, Jigglypuff, Kingler, Rhyhorn, Clefable, Wigglytuff. Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon! Zubat, Primate, Meowth, Onix, Geodude, Rapidash, Magneton, Snorlax, Gengar, Tangela, Goldene, Spearow, Weezing, Seal, Gyarados, Slowbro. Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all. Yeah. Raticate, Magnemite, Kadabra, Weeping Bell, Ditto, Cluster, Caterpie, Sandshrew, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Golem, Pikachu! At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon Master is my destiny! Alakazam, Doduo, Venonat, Macho, Kangaskhan, Hypno, Electabuzz, Flareon, Blastoise, Poliwhirl, Oddish, Drowsy, Raichu, Nidoqueen, Bellsprout, Starmie!
Woo! We're at the halfway point! Doing great so far!
We? What's all this Wii stuff? I'm doing all the hard work!
Break time's over! Here we go!
Metapod, Marowak, Kakuna, Clefairy, Dodrio, Seedra, Fireplume, Granny, Lickitung, Tauros, Weedle, Nidoran,
Machop, Shellder, Porygon, Hitmonchan!
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all! Gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Articuno, Jinx, Nidorina, Beedrill, Haunter, Squirtle, Chansey,
Pokemon,
Parasect, Execute, Muck, Dugong, Johto, Lapras, Vulpix, Rhydon!
At least 150 or more to see. To be a Pokemon Master is my destiny.
Charizard, Machamp, Pinsir, Koffing, Dugtrio, Golbat, Staryu, Magikarp, Ninetales, Ekans, Omastar, Scyther, Tentacool, Dragonair, Magmar.
Whoa, catch your breath, man. Shake out those lips.
It's downhill from here. Just 24 more to go.
Now it gets tricky, so listen real good.
Sandslash, Hitmonlee, Psyduck, Arcanine,
Eevee, Executor, Kabutop, Zapdos,
Patini, Bowlife, Mr. Mime, Cubone,
Graveler, Voltorb, Gloom.
We're almost home!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon!
Hey.
Charmeleon,
War Turtle,
Mewtwo, Tentacruel, Aerodactyl,
Ammonite,
Slowpoke,
Pidgeot, Arbok,
that's all, folks!
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all!
Gotta catch 'em all!